Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Before you launch any kind of advertising or marketing campaign, write your strategy down. Who do you want to see the ad? What do you want them to see when they see the ad? When they click on the ad, where do you want them to go? And then what do you want to happen?
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with 1 million to 100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about their pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best Ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. My name is Theo Hicks, the host today. And today we are speaking with Tristan Sutton. Tristan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm staying safe, sane, and sanitized.
The three S's. There you go. Well, today we are going to be talking about marketing. And more specifically, we're going to talk about the things you should be doing from a marketing perspective on Facebook, Instagram, social media during the coronavirus pandemic. So that's going to be the topic of discussion for today. But before we get into that, a little bit about Tristan. He's a consultant for Facebook and a certified Facebook digital marketer. He teaches businesses how to effectively use Facebook and Instagram ads. He is based in Houston, Texas, and you can say hi to him at Tristan Sutton Consulting. That's TristenSutton consulting.com. So Tristan, before we start talking about marketing during the coronavirus, do you mind telling us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm a marketing strategist, like you said, based out of Houston, Texas, and I work with small business owners and specifically real estate agents and teach them how to use Facebook advertising to expand their brand, generate leads, and increase open house attendance. I'm a licensed CE instructor, so the course I teach at university provides real estate agents 5 hours of CE credit along with an actual training so they can learn how to market for themselves. So really passionate about helping this niche out.
Perfect. So do you work with specifically real estate agents? Do you work with investors as well, as are specific to the agents?
Actually, yes. In some of my classes, I've had several investors attend the course and they've said the things that I've taught them in that course has helped them get more leads to some of the properties they're selling and investing in.
Perfect. So obviously the coronavirus has impacted real estate in general. Let's maybe focus on real estate agents first, and then we can talk about investors second, unless you think that the lessons apply to both. I'll leave that up to you. So let's start with agents. So maybe first tell us some of the biggest things that are changing right now, or maybe the most important things that agents should be changing when it comes to the way they're advertising on Facebook and Instagram and other social media platforms.
Great question. So really what I want agents to understand right now is that it's a pay-to-play strategy. Posting and hoping on your profile or your business page isn't going to get you the leads you need to get to the transactions that you want. We got to stop using a blockbuster strategy in a Netflix reality and realize that Facebook suppresses your posts. So you need to put money into the advertising if you want to reach your target audience. Second thing would be understanding that Facebook changed the rules. So a lot of the targeting that it used to be available for agents is no longer there. So that doesn't mean the platform is obsolete now. You just have to be strategic with your retargeting. So getting people to watch your videos or click on your links, regardless if you're buyer, seller, agent, and then retargeting those people, just like when you click on a website and all of a sudden she follows you around on Instagram and Facebook, that's what we need to be able to do to make sure we get our transactions for the year.
So agents can't just have their Facebook page that they have and just post free content to people and hope to get leads that way. They need to actually create a paid advertising campaign on Facebook.
Right. So if anyone's listening right now, look to your Facebook business page and look at your last 5 to 10 posts. You'll see that regardless of how many likes, followers you have, less than 5% of those people ever saw your post. It'll be at the bottom left and it'll say page views or content views. And then you'll realize that, hey, if I have 1,000 followers, but only 20 people saw my post, I can't grow a business or sustain a business with that kind of reach. So if you want to use this platform, you have to adapt with it and realize that to reach the people you want or need, you're going to have to put some money behind it now.
I know that Facebook has different types of paid campaigns. One's pay per click, and then there's a different one. Is there one that you advise people to use over the other? Is pay per click better than just paying per campaign?
No, there are several different objectives. There's, I think, approximately 9 or 10. The 4 that I recommend for realtors is reach ads, that objective, traffic, which drives people to your website, video objective, which gets people to watch more of your content. And then the last one would be event RSVP. So if you have open houses, seminars, workshops, anything where you need bodies in a room, run that type of ads. And that goes for the agents and the investors as well for the workshops they do.
Okay, so you said reach ad, traffic ad, video ad, and RSVP at. So I think the event, RSVP, and video are pretty self-explanatory. What is reach ad and what is traffic ad?
So reach ad is more of like a digital direct mail campaign. It's going to show your content, your face, your brand to as many people as possible in your market or your farm, but it's not optimized for clicks or calls. So just know that going in, that this is more of an advertising play versus a marketing play, which is marketing is lead generation, things like that. So you can spend at the time of this recording, maybe $5 a day and reach maybe 3,000 people a day on their phones, tablets, and computers, as long as they have a Facebook or Instagram account. So the traffic one is optimized to show your ad first to the people most likely to see your ad and then click on your website. So those are the two that a lot of agents use because they want to get their brand out there, but then they want to drive traffic to their listings or their lead capture sites, things like that.
Perfect. And then video is just a video ad. And then RSVP is advertisement for a specific deal.
Right. So with the video ad, most people don't know the strategy is you use the video ad to warm up a cold audience. So people do business with who they know, like, and trust. So the easiest way to do that right now is with video on social media. So you get someone to watch maybe a 30-second video. And then on the back end, you can go in the Facebook and say, hey, everybody that watched this video that I just sent out on their phone, retarget everyone that watched at least 50% or more. Because if they watched half of it, they're halfway interested, they're halfway familiar with your brand, and you're going to get a much more higher conversion with people that are already familiar with your brand than a cold.
Yeah. And then the RSVP?
I encourage everyone, whether you're an investor and you're hosting workshops or an agent hosting open houses, seminars, things like that, create a Facebook event page. It's free. It's kind of like Facebook's version of Eventbrite. You put your information, your picture, registration link in there. But you can run ads to drive traffic to that event page and spend maybe $3 to $5 a day and reach hundreds, if not thousands of people. It encourages people to RSVP, and you can use that event page as an incubator to put testimonials, keep content in there. And really that event page now, you can be using it as your way to do a virtual open house. So you can go to your house, social distance, do a video of it professionally on your phone, put the video in that Facebook event page, and now as you're driving traffic to it, people get to virtually tour the home from the comfort of their home, and then they may schedule appointments and say, hey, once this is over, or hey, can I schedule a tour in person?
What about the actual content of these ads? How has that changed during the coronavirus?
Hopefully people are doing more video, but unfortunately people aren't able to go to the barbershop or the salon. So they may be a little apprehensive about putting their face out there.
Seriously.
Right now, my beard is out of control. But right now, video is still king or queen on social media. And it's the best way to connect with your audience and the best way to get in front of them. And you don't have to do long video. You can do something along 15 seconds, 30 seconds, never longer than a minute for an ad. Now, if you just want to post videos, and Facebook favors 3 minutes, but for ads, I recommend 15 to 30 seconds. And it doesn't take long. Introduce yourself, identify your audience, identify a pain point, provide a solution, and then give them a call to action. Click, call, or send a message. And then that's it. That's all it takes.
So for these four types of ads, is this something where you want to have one reach ad, one traffic ad, and then one video ad, and then just continually push those? Or is it something that you refresh every day, every week, every month?
Great question. So I want to preface that with everyone's situation is going to be a little different. But a reach ad, that's more branding. So that's something you just keep on going and maybe just change your image maybe every 30 days. And that way, people in your market area are going to be familiar with you because they're going to see you all the time. Traffic, that's going to be depending on what you're driving traffic to. Are you driving traffic straight to your listings? So obviously, you're going to move those properties, so you don't need to keep that up if you don't have the inventory. Or if you just have a general lead capture form, you can always drive traffic to that. Open house, obviously, only when you have a property to tour, so you may not have those going all times. And then the video ads, that's another branding strategy. So you can always have that going. And I recommend leaving ads running for 30 days once you've optimized them and make sure that you're getting the traffic and the clicks that you want.
Perfect. And then I guess these kind of apply to both agents and investors, but is there anything that applies to investors as it relates to marketing on Facebook during the coronavirus that we haven't talked about already?
99% of the people I work with are agents, so I don't have the full aspect of what the investor needs, but regardless, everyone is at home right now staring at a phone, tablet, or computer. So you know that you have an opportunity. You can reach them right now, and ads are cheaper because a lot of the large corporations have kind of backed away. So Facebook is saying, hey, we need to still keep this revenue going. So your money goes a lot further. So for this, you spend $5 a day, you may reach 800 people. Now, on some variables, you can reach maybe 12 to 1800 people for the same $5. So now is the time, because you have access to their attention. It's where everyone's spending time right now, and it's inexpensive.
So basically everything we've talked about so far is what people should be doing. On the flip side, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see people making right now? And this could be as it relates to actual paid ads, or it could just be content that people are pushing out on Facebook or social media in general.
Oh, man. Handful of things. Get quality graphics. It doesn't have to be a $500 or $1,000 flyer or image, but use something like Canva.com and just make crisp quality graphics that are going to represent your brand. If that's not your ministry, you can use Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R.com, and just spend maybe $20 to get a nice professional looking graphic. Videos, people are using videos that are too long. Like I said, you want to be between that 15 and 30 second time frame, because longer than that, people's attention span isn't there and they'll scroll past it. Always put a call to action. I'll see something like an ad that says, hey, we have this beautiful 4-bedroom house for sale. Okay, now what do you want me to do? Do you want me to call you to talk about it? Do you want me to email you? Do you want me to go to a website? Always put a call to action. And then just be very concise with your messaging and your advertising too. So make sure that you know who your target market is and you stick with that.
Perfect. Okay, Tristan, what is your, typically we say, best real estate investing advice? We'll just go with, what is your best ever marketing advice? And it's something that you obviously haven't talked about already.
Stop boosting. Stop hitting that little blue boost button. Because typically what happens is people don't typically have a strategy. So my top marketing advice is, before you launch any kind of advertising or marketing campaign, write your strategy down. Who do you want to see the ad? What do you want them to see when they see the ad? When they click on the ad, where do you want them to go? And then what do you want to happen? Most people just say, hey, I just did a live video tour of this home I have listed. Let me just spend $50 on a boost and just shoot it out there. And then it's like, okay, well, who did you send it to? Well, I don't know. I just hit the blue button. So have a strategy before you spend any money.
Would you say Facebook is the best platform for marketing for real estate professionals? I know in your bio it said Instagram as well. Is Instagram just not as good as Facebook?
I've actually seen better results with Facebook between my advertising and my clients' results. Instagram is more of a show and tell. Facebook is a more of an engaging opportunity. Plus, Facebook is Instagram's daddy, so they own them. And Facebook has 1.6 billion people logging in every day versus 600 million with Instagram at the time of this recording, of course.
Okay, Tristan, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's go.
All right. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe to get a free deal pitch deck template. The Corporate Investor Podcast is geared towards successful corporate employees with high-income jobs looking to create a second stream of income. You'll hear from successful real estate investors on the show as they describe how they got started investing while working their full-time corporate job. Listen and subscribe at thecorporateinvestor.com. That's thecorporateinvestor.com.
Okay, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
Recently reread The Millionaire Next Door. So it just kind of puts everything in perspective about how to live below your means and invest in opportunities that are going to yield you money, like real estate.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
I'd probably go get my real estate license and sell real estate, since I know how to market it.
So usually we ask, what's the best ever deal or the worst ever deal you've done? I'm going to change it up a little bit. So I know that you give talk in marketing. What is the most unique group of people you've spoken to?
I would say it was probably one of my first trainings that wasn't real estate related. It was just general business owners. And it was just a lot of individuals that they didn't even know how to use Facebook. Some of them didn't even have a Facebook business page. So where I'm coming in expecting just to train them, hey, this is how you generate leads. It's like, well, hey, let's set up a Facebook ad account or a Facebook business page for you. And let's upload your picture. So I would say my first training to general business owners who did not know much about social media.
Yeah, it is interesting that we're living in an era right now where the younger people have always had the internet. And then, like, the older generation didn't. So we're still living in a time too, where there's a massive disconnect between you give an iPad to a five-year-old and he can do everything. You give it to, like, a seven-year-old and they can't do as much as the five-year-old. It is interesting.
Pretty much so.
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
So, of course, I'm a paid speaker and trainer, but when this pandemic came, I just started reaching out to business organizations, real estate organizations, and started just offering free resources and training. So I did a Facebook Live and shared it with a bunch of business owners and agents that here's the tools I'm using to still market my business. Gave them my lighting setup, my camera setup, all of the above. When I heard that restaurants were crashing, I did a free training for a restaurant owner saying, hey, here's just a 30-minute crash course, how you can make sure you stay in front of your audience and still get those to-go orders or pickup orders so you can still keep your doors open through and after this. So just giving some free advice and training to those who need it.
Yeah, there's actually a bread vendor that they just rented a van and just drive around to different hot spots for half an hour increments, and people still drive up there to do their bread. I thought that was interesting. Kind of like that for restaurants too.
You know, one of my phrases is pivot or perish.
Exactly. All right. And then lastly, what is the best ever place to reach you?
I want to do a 2-for-1. So they can text to get a free Facebook Ads workbook to teach them how to set up their own. They can text the one word free guide, F-R-E-E-G-U-I-D-E, to the number 31996. So once again, they text one word free guide to 31996. That'll give them access to the website, to the workbook, and we all win.
Perfect, Tristan. Well, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for giving us your advice and wisdom on Facebook marketing and how it relates to real estate agents and real estate professionals in general during the coronavirus pandemic. So we talked about how it's transitioning from, I like your little sayings, posting and hoping, to the pay-to-play strategy. And that if you go to your Facebook business page, you can see that if you aren't doing paid ads, then you're getting very, very low engagement on your posts. And it's because of the fact that Facebook has kind of changed their rules on that. We talked about the four different types of ads, the reach ads, the traffic ads, the video ads, and the event RSVP ads. Something you also mentioned is that when you're making advertisements for videos, you want to make sure that they are between 15 and 30 seconds, never longer than a minute. And then when you're making content, you want that to be 3 minutes. It's kind of the sweet spot. And then when you're making these ads, once they're optimized for 30 days, you mentioned that some of the biggest mistakes people are making for advertising is poor graphics. So make sure you get high quality graphics. Videos are too long, as I already mentioned. Not having a call to action, and then not having concise messaging and concise targeting of an audience. And then your best ever advice was to, number one, stop hitting the boost button. And then also make sure that before you start a strategy, you write it out. So who do you want to see the ad? What do you want them to see? And then what do you want them to do once they've actually engaged with the ad? So again, Tristan, thank you for all that advice and thanks for joining us. Best of our listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Stay safe, have a best ever day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.